Hi, I'm Anushka. I'm a third year PhD student within the Lee Lab, and we do super resolution imaging for biological samples in both 2D and 3D. So the idea is to be able to look at biological phenomena between 10 and 250 nanometers, and we use a technique called super resolution imaging to pass the diffraction limit of light to be able to do that. I image basically a protein within the brain, within mice brain, that are sectioned onto slides, and image them within 3D using super resolution imaging to get an understanding of how a specific protein works within it. So this is our corridor of Laser Lab, but just before we go down, why don't we go to the prep lab and have a look at that first. So here we are in the prep lab. So this is one of the main places that you'll end up coming to prep biological samples, to prep dyes, before you go and move on to the microscope rooms to image those samples. So in here, we share this lab with the Kahneman lab, and you can store your samples in the fridges and freezers. Pretty much everyone has a drawer to themselves, but the idea here is to prep any biological stuff before you move on to the microscopy rooms to do your imaging. Another room that we have, which is the cell culture room. So this is where cells are incubated in the incubators, and where you can prep your cells for imaging under the fume hood before you leave and go to the microscopy rooms. So we're now in one of the microscopy labs. So we've got quite a lot of these laser lab setups within this corridor, and this is an example of one of the ones that we have in the Lee Lab. So the idea here is we're combining lasers with microscopes to use this super resolution technique to gain information about these biological samples that we're imaging. So these setups have a combination of a microscope with four different laser wavelengths. Other setups have different numbers of laser wavelengths, so we just have different ranges on different microscopes. But in this case, we combine our laser setup with our microscope so that we can image using this super resolution imaging technique. So you can combine different beams, and that combined beam then comes through the back of the microscope, illuminating your sample, and exciting the fluorophore within your sample that sits on the objective lens of this microscope. And then once that happens in 2D microscopes, what you end up having is you having your data recorded straight away onto the camera. And in our case, well, in specific to this setup, is we've got more optics here to be able to transform and include a Z position within our data set to get 3D data before it's recorded onto the camera itself. So that's kind of the fundamental of how a combination of lasers and microscopes come together to be able to use super resolution imaging. And we have between 10 to 15 of these setups dotted around this corridor. Most people end up sharing one of these big laser labs, having two laser setups within each, and each has a slightly different function to it. So it's interesting because you can do different types of imaging, but the baseline here is we do super resolution imaging, and this instrument is specific to 3D super resolution imaging. I've been able to do is use this software that we've developed in this group called Volume in collaboration with Loom VR. We can use the data that I've collected from the microscope itself, so the super resolution imaging data, process that on our computer. And the issues that we've been having is being able to visualize this 3D data on a 2D screen is really restrictive. So by developing this software and using virtual reality to actually visualize your data is incredibly powerful, much faster, and gives you an idea about what your data is really saying. And gives you a much faster understanding about what your data actually looks like compared to viewing it on a 2D screen. So something like the protein that I'm looking at called PSD95, I can now visualize that in VR, look at artifacts, look at clusters and characteristics within this that I would struggle to look at intuitively on a 2D screen.